I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Why are octopuses good in war?
I don't know. Why are octopuses good in war?
They're well armed.
Oh, that's good. So if you'd like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments they're about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro@outlook.com. And anyway, jump right into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The big word of the week is brought to us by the Groves Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Interpolate, which is spelled I-N-T-E-R-P-O-L-A-T-E, which means to alter or corrupt. Have you ever interpolated or seen anyone interpolate something?
Corrupt. So they corrupted the files, and I saw it happen.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, for the month of March, we're doing African American athletes. Which, yeah. So the first one of the day, or first one of the month, is going to be Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was an American professional basketball player. As a shooting guard, Bryant entered the National Basketball Association directly from high school and played his entire 20-season professional career in the league with the Los Angeles Lakers. So, Dayton, obviously, many people know about Kobe Bryant, and recently he passed away in a helicopter crash, which was not even that long ago. And so he's been very popular in the news recently. But what did Kobe Bryant inspire you in any way, in with basketball and stuff?
Yes.
In what way?
I've always tried to do that little turnaround step back thingy. Can never make it.
And that's. Okay. Anyway, now we're going to jump right into this week's this or that question, which Dayton has for us.
This week's this or that is brought to us by the CarolinaHoopFest.com. You can contact Tyler to sign up for leagues from third grade to high school at HoopFest.com. Amusement park or day at the beach? I choose.
Okay.
Day at the beach.
Why?
Because it's outside and it can be really fun. You have so many choices what to do, and sometimes you don't have to pay.
This man. All right, so amusement parks are outside. They can include water stuff, and there are so many choices, including rides and different types of rides. So that's why I choose amusement park.
Or you can go to the beach. And you could go to the boardwalk at the same time, which could have an amusement park at it.
Which would be a separate thing. Yeah, you lost. Now it's time for this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's book recommendation is The Mamba Mentality. Mamba Mentality is a book by Kobe Bryant about how he plays and his personal perspective of his life and career on the basketball court and his exceptional, insightful style of playing the game. So, Dayton, if somebody gave you this book, would you read it and why?
I would read it because it's by Kobe Bryant.
That's why you read it. Okay. Now as we get into the final segment of this week's show, it's time for the fact of the day.
The fact of the day is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If you can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball on the 1st of March in 1969. This day in history.
Now you know. Okay, anyway, Dayton added a new segment. There you go. You gotta tell them about it.
Yep. This is the mom segment. What stuff that would a mom say? That a mom would say. Like, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
And we got some submissions that Dayton's gonna read.
Yeah.
So here.
Don't look at me with those eyes. If you keep making that face, I'll freeze it that way. Because I said so, that's why. I'm not asking, I'm telling. Stop crying, or I'll give you something to cry about. You better wipe that look off your face. Don't make me tell you. Come back there. Come back. Turn around.
You're a horrible mob. You can't even speak.
Don't make me tell you again. Come back here. Turn this car around. Yeah. Come back here, I'll turn around this car, boy.
You're horrible.
Because I said so, that's
you're
why.
You're really bad. If you're somebody's mom, you just get disrespected.
Quiet down, I can't even hear myself think.
Good, buddy. Anyway, if you like to send us in what your mom says or used to say or whatever's going on there, you can contact us at bruhversusbrowithalec.com and you can win lots of cool prizes, like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Big posters that say "Bruh versus Bro."
That's pretty cool.
Solar toys.
Mm-hmm.
Fanny packs.
Yeah.
Cars.
Okay.
And much more.
Wow, so much more. So, and also you'll get a shout out on the podcast. But yeah, that's our show. And I want to give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, P. Because what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Because I said so, that's why. Goodbye.
This is Bruh versus Bro.